Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it is a trash talking Tuesday. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. You'll be able to call in about 35 minutes. Rob, you want to do your trash talk now?
I am trashing, Chris. Not Dan Campbell.
Really?
But Lions fans who have accepted losing and have been brainwashed so much because of all the losing, Chris, they don't even know when their coach is bad. Like
Not a bad coach.
He's a bad coach on Sunday. He was a bad coach on Sunday. And what the bad part is...
So he had a bad day.
Okay, but what my point is that they've had such bad, you know, fortunes for a long time that even when you were on the cusp of making a Super Bowl and all you needed your coach was to do, not be extraordinary or do something that's never been done before, was to manage the game that was in front of him and what he was watching, and he couldn't do it. He's almost become a caricature or a shtick. Like, oh, I'm the guy who goes for it on fourth down no matter what the situation is. That's what he's been turned into, and that'll get you fired because that's how Brandon Staley got fired. He kept doing it.
He's way better than Brandon
Staley. But he kept doing it. I'm just telling you, watch.
I mean, we'll see, but Brandon Staley didn't have half the accomplishments that Dan Campbell did. So, all right, let's go to the NBA, Rob, and – interesting story by John Hollinger, former colleague of ours at ESPN, and used to be in the front office for the Memphis Grizzlies.
But so there's a number of guys who are sports writers who turned into GMs. You
David
know that?
David Kahn was in Minnesota.
I remember David Kahn very vividly as a writer.
Yeah. None of them really made their mark in the front office.
In baseball, they did.
Hollinger or Kahn did.
Fred Clair was the former GM of the Dodgers, Chris. They won World Series. Fred Clair, I think they won one at least. And Frank Cashin, who was the Mets GM when the Mets won in 86, he was a Baltimore sports writer who turned into a GM.
Any brothers made that jump?
Good question.
I don't think so. I can think of. Wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, anyway, we're getting to the NBA, Rob. And this article by Hollinger was talking about this scoring explosion. Now check this out, Rob. If you haven't been paying attention, scoring is way up in the NBA, not only among teams, but individual players. All right, so here, listen to this, Rob. This is incredible. From the start of the game, the first seven decades of the history of the NBA, this was up until January of 2023, Rob.
All right.
7 decades, 70 years, only 6 players had ever scored 70 or more points in an NBA game. Okay. 6. It's happened 4 times since January 2023 and twice in the last 2 weeks. Luka has 73, Embiid has 70 recently. And so that's just one of the examples, but scoring is way up, which is it's good to have offense, but you don't want it to become, you know, teams essentially scoring all the time. And they're not scoring all the time. The percentage of points or possessions they're scoring on is only slightly higher than it's been in the past. But it's the three-pointers, Rob. You know, the teams are taking essentially about 40% of their shots are from three. So that's almost half your shots are now worth 3 points instead of 2. So that's one reason scoring's up. And then because of the threat of the three, defenses are stretched out to the limit, right? Because they're guarding the three-point line. Once you beat your defender, which is easy to do if you got handle, and these dudes got handle, and you can't hand check, Rob. So they can beat you off the dribble, and then it's easy to get to the bucket and score. And scoring on two-point shots, Rob, is way up because teams aren't really taking nearly as many long mid-range jumpers. They're getting all the way to the hole or in the paint or short mid-rangers. So the offenses have become really good and efficient, but the question is all of this scoring good for the game? You know, Rob, you know baseball. That's your sport. I mean, we all love the home runs, right, with triples, exciting plays, stolen bases. But you don't want softball out there, right? You don't want 15.
Nobody wants softball.
Regular games of 15 to 12. So where are you at on this scoring spree in the NBA?
Chris, I got to admit, I understand the NBA wanted to improved the scoring. They were tired of the Pistons and 70 points and all that. I understood that. But what we're watching now defensively, where you can't do anything to players, and it's a free-for-all. All the European players have told us, it's so easy to score in the NBA, and we have seen it. And what this game has turned into, you heard Steve Kerr recently just say how this is just enough is enough. Chris, it's almost unwatchable night after night. How many nights are we doing our radio show and the update we get from Steve or somebody, and somebody's down by 35 points in the first half?
Well, the blowouts, that's a whole
nother. I'm just saying. But, yeah, but
blowouts are tough to watch.
It is just, I don't think it's a good product just to have scoring. And I'm not saying we want to go back to 70 points.
No,
I don't want to go back to 70.
No.
But I don't like this NBA. I don't like all of these points, and it's so easy, and defenders are at a disadvantage, and they can't do anything to defend. That used to be a skill that was big, Chris, and the Dennis Rodmans and Ben Wallaces, and people would roll up their sleeves. And you know what
and
I mean?
Even
and
the
dig
best,
in.
Like Jordan and, you know, even some of the best offensive players. Even LeBron was a great defender in his heyday.
Right? And dig in, Chris. It's okay. We used to talk about the NBA all the time, Chris, in the playoffs. Sometimes games came down to what? Getting a stop at the end.
And it's not that they aren't putting forth effort on defense, Rob. I think they've just, you know, offenses have become incredibly efficient, and they build everything around that three-point line. And these guys are shooting it well and hitting the shots. And again, because the floor is so spaced, you beat your man, which is easy to do when they can't hand guard you, right? Hand check you. And now it's just a free-for-all at the rim. So I hear you. I've said for a long time, it wasn't necessary. I didn't see this is the reason that scoring would be way up. I think there's a threshold, and I don't know that we've hit it, but Rob, I think there's I don't know what it even is. But there's a threshold where when you take so many threes, the game becomes junky. It becomes a caricature of itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that with the All-Star game, right? The All-Star game is not fun to watch. Now, I know they're not defending hard in that, but still, they shoot so many threes that it's just a joke. My answer to that, Rob, and I think it would help in this regard as far as the scoring too, would be to cut off the three-point line at either, you know, it's an arc.
I know you said it before in the corners.
Right, yeah. But I don't know if you cut it off at the free throw line extended or if you want to just cut it off, you know, where the arc ends and it becomes a straight line. But basically, you're eliminating that corner and side three. And to me, what that does is it, because you can't just put 5 men at the three or 3 or 4 men at the 3-point line anymore and run high pick and roll and then kick it out to them or ISO like that. What it would do is it would bring back post play. It would bring back mid-range game, and you still would have the three-pointers. I think, Rob, all sports are better when there's a balance. We talked about it with baseball.
Got to be
a
balance.
We don't want all home runs.
We don't want all strikeouts.
Right?
And they made changes, Chris.
They made changes.
Right. To make it so that we got
stolen bases
and hit and run and no shift. And we got guys on the base pass. And the brand of baseball was better this past year. There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
Football, we don't want 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
But
we
don't
want
to pass. Right. We don't want arena football where you throw on every down and everything is a race to the sticks. Just run.
Yep, and I think it's the same thing here. You don't want all threes and layups or dunks. You want a variety of the game. I mean, you essentially, in a lot of cases, they're taking out parts of the floor because guys are being taught in some franchises not to shoot mid-range jumpers or certainly long twos. So I think that, in my view, that's something that they might want to look at. I'm not as down on the product as you, but there does need to be some tweaking at the very least because, like we said, Rob, this isn't even what the article's about, but there seem to be way more blowouts than ever.
Chris, that's the other part, and you're right. But even the number that he came up with, you know, doing the research about 7 decades and only that's six incredible. Players had done it, and now, you know, like you got,
four in the last year, when it was six in seven decades,
and then two in the last 2 weeks. Those are incredible numbers. But the blowouts, and Chris, you talk about it on a nightly basis when I'm bellyaching about the game, and it's because if you're hitting your threes and you have a bad night with threes, you are down by 30, Chris. You have a bad night shooting threes.
In a lot of cases, there's no doubt. Yeah, so I also think, Rob, that the style of play as far as some teams, the ball's always in one guy's hands. And he is going to, you know, if you have the ball in your hands all the time, your numbers are going to be outrageous. And Luka Doncic who scored 73. He's one of those guys, especially when Kyrie's not there, who was, you know, injured that game. It's always in his hands. Chauncey Billups once told me when Chauncey was working at ESPN, this was about a decade ago, maybe a little longer. He said, look, this is when the point guards were really starting to put up these crazy numbers, and it was looking like, man, this is the best era of point guards ever. He said, man, if I dribbled the ball for 15 to 20 seconds and then either took the shot or passed it to the guy that was going to take the shot, my numbers would have been crazy too. But that's not the best way to win. So I also think that's a part of it, Rob. So many of these teams revolve around one or two players doing everything.
And, Chris,
and that's what we said with the Lakers. If they got a 25-point score, he ain't getting 25 with them.
No, it won't happen.
And so,
no, Chauncey's right, too. And that would have never happened with Larry Brown as coach.
No.
Never.
No. So... those are, you know, a lot of the things that are happening. And,
I wonder where fans are. Maybe I'm old school. Are you enjoying it? If you're a fan and you watch the NBA, Do you love all his points and the scores? I don't know.
Let's throw it out there. Let's throw it out. We weren't going to take calls.
But can
like
we do
to,
it
I
here?
I would like to hear what, yeah.
Let's squeeze
like
it in real, Rob G. All right.
877-99 on Fox. Where are you at on the NBA scoring binge? You like it? You hate it? Yeah. It's fine. You're indifferent to it. Basketball's basketball to you. What are your thoughts? And if you don't like it, what changes do you think could or should be made? 877-996-6369. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code AMERICA. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on this new scoring binge in the NBA. Like it or not? Your thoughts?
Yeah, Chris, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
How you guys today?
Doing great.
Good. Real quick, you guys hit on the head, but I think there's a couple parts missing. I think because of the spacing, the big guys are scoring more. You're starting to see Giannis and Joker and Embiid and Anthony Davis. And the big guys are getting more room to work. We talked about that room they're getting because of the spacing. So big guys are. And I think that a balance is starting to happen. It's going to take a couple years because it can't keep you right. You can't keep having this kind of scoring. And so I think a balance is going to happen. And the other thing is when they got in the playoffs last year, they let them play. Remember,
right.
I think the Warriors and Lakers had a good old 1990s game last year. So they let them play in the playoffs. But in the regular season, I think it's for show. I think in the playoffs, it's for dough.
Now, Mark, wait a minute. You've watched a lot of NBA. Do you remember this many blowouts, though? My God, like every night. It seems crazy to me.
No.
I guess if you're scoring more, the chances of a blowout
and the
more,
threes,
I
yeah.
Guess. Right.
Yeah, you talked about the three. It's the three because one team's going to be hot, one team's not. Right. And when that happens, boom, blowout. That's going to happen. You think, because of the 3-point, that's never going to go away.
All right.
These
Thank you.
Yes, it's not.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Peter?
How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I do agree with you guys on the premise that the defense is more lax and maybe, you know, the rules are more geared towards offense. But I think a big part of it is I think the average NBA player is more talented than he was in the past. And I think they're more capable of scoring.
Well, look, certainly they're more, they dribble, they handle the ball better. In some ways,
they let you carry.
And bigger guys, I mean, you didn't have four and five men, you know, power forwards and centers shooting threes back in the day, right? And now they do. So, yeah, I think there's some of that. There's no denying that.
And I think with this next All-Star game that's coming up, there's going to be a lot of snubs. And lately, the snubs have just been increasing year by year because people are having their breakout seasons and there's just not enough room.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be any more legitimate snubs.
There's always been snubs, too.
Right.
Because it's just everybody can't play.
Right. And, Rob, I've always said and I've said this for years when I was back at ESPN, they should increase the All-Star team to 15 players per conference because you got 32 teams. They got 24 players. They did that when they had 23, 24 teams. Right. Now, if you get a team with two or three guys, you know, it's just you're going to have guys that deserve to make it that don't. I also think, Rob, every 20-point score, that doesn't mean he's an all-star. Because you got 45 guys in the league now averaging 20 points.
Exactly.
Which is crazy. So, yeah, what all-star numbers don't mean you're an all-star. And that plays out.
Greg, in Long Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Long Beach, California. What's up, Greg?
How you doing? How y'all doing, man?
Doing great.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing myself. Honestly, man, I just think I'm kind of like disappointed in the NBA. I grew up in the 80s, but I'm an 86 baby.
Right.
So I'm used to I'm used to the hard play and the hand checking and all that type of stuff. And this high scoring is ridiculous, man. It's like really is. And I just turn off the game because I don't want to see that. I like to see competitive play, close games, not just a blowout every day. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then it's also spewing into the street ball because I still play basketball.
Street ball now you play. It's, I mean, when I've played with young, and it's been a few years, but with younger kids.
Chris, don't go out there and hurt yourself.
No, I believe me, I'm pretty much done.
Okay.
But I mean, they don't, Rob, it's the same way. All they want to do is shoot threes.
Shoot threes, that's it. Nothing
or get
else.
Layups. I mean, mid-range jumpers, they're just totally turning those down.
All right, let's squeeze one more in real quick. Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? Long time no hear. Hope you
That's
guys are
right.
doing great.
Yes.
I just feel like this product, it's a glorified three-point shooting contest night in and night out. How many times have I seen a three-on-one break and the two wings run for the three-point line?
Oh, yeah. Remember
it's just
last
like
year.
The IQ is just – it just teams will be down five with 3 or 4 minutes left, and it's just a three-point shooting contest like they're down 10. And I disagree with a couple of callers ago that said that guys are more talented today than they were in the past.
Well, he didn't say more – I don't know if he said talented, but I think he meant just more skilled.
Well, in the past, guys adhered to a system. They stuck to the system.
Right.
They didn't freelance so much until they was in summer ball, summer league in the Rucker or in Chicago, what have you. So I disagree on that point. But I just think it's a glorified three-point shooting
contest. Well, I think it's clear the handles are better than ever. And the shooting, now it's better. But guys back in the day could shoot the three well, too. You look at some of the percentages, they just didn't shoot it as much.
It was we need a three.
Right.
You know,
but look at some of their percentages. They and then if you encourage them to do it, they certainly could shoot just as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob G, come in here. Summarize what's going on with Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot is going on with Ben Johnson because he's going back to Detroit, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. While the Washington Commanders charter was flying out to meet him to discuss a potential head coaching gig with the Commanders, he's like, you know what? I'm good. Not only am I not going to meet with you guys, I'm going to call up Seattle and say I don't want to meet with you either. I am just fine and dandy staying here with Detroit. Schefter reporting part of it, the biggest part of it being that he believes that he's worth more contractually than they were willing to offer, and he didn't want to go back and forth about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
And the Washington Post, however, reported separately that money was a contributing factor. But the biggest factor, according to them, was that Ben Johnson believes he has a better chance of being successful and winning in Detroit than he would in either one of those situations, the Commanders or the Seahawks.
This was my only thing. The way it was reported first was like he turned down two jobs. I taking your name out of consideration, he wasn't offered either job.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
Am I right, Chris? There's a big difference between...
He took himself out of consideration.
He took himself out because he wasn't going to get what he was looking for, which is fine. But the one thing I think Ben Johnson better be careful about, and you know this, Chris, there's only 32 jobs. And you're hot this year. Things went well. You don't know what's going to happen next year. What if the offense stalls? What if somebody gets hurt? What if Jared Goff has a bad year? Like it can go from you being a hot commodity 1 year to nobody's calling you next year, and then or 2 years from now. That's the only thing that's kind of weird, is that he wouldn't even meet with them, because I don't know what's wrong with at least having a conversation, Chris, or a meeting. You know what
I mean?
Well,
he had one, right, with Washington
right, before they flew out there for, I guess, a face-to-face. And I guess his agent probably was the one who said, we're looking for this. And they were like, we're not looking for that. And then, well, don't even come. You know what I mean? Why do you want a plane?
Yeah. I mean, look, you're absolutely right, Rob. I mean, there's no doubt that there are only a handful of these jobs available. And you're right in that you can be hot 1 year or one.
Ask Eric Bieniemy, you know, looking for a job.
Years. Right. And Bieniemy, and unfortunately, was never hot.
No. But I'm just saying, like
a candidate. He should have been, but he hasn't been. But I'll say this. If he does well, if the Lions do well next year, then he is going to continue to be hot. If their offense remains one of the tops in the league, he will be hot. And next year, and I'm with you, Rob. Maybe he just, I don't know why he pulled himself out. Was it as simple as he wanted more money? Or was it he looked at them and like, they don't have quarterbacks. I don't want to go to my first job and struggle.
Head coaches who get hired, it's because the team that they taken over was bad. I mean,
not all.
I'm just saying
like,
most.
He could be like, if I stay here and do well, who knows, maybe a better job will open. And next year, Rob, and this is what I said for Belichick too, Philly, who knows? Well, if they have another bad year, Sirianni's probably out. Buffalo, if they have a bad year, that might be open. Dallas could get open. Like, so I think there, that could be a part of his thinking as well. I'm not certain, but maybe that's a factor as well, Rob. And it's a gamble. You're gambling on yourself, but if they play well next year offensively, he will still be hot.
Yeah, it's a gamble because it could be the reverse. Absolutely. If it works out. But when I heard the initial reports that he turned down two jobs, I'm like, ain't nobody turning down NFL jobs. There's just so few of them that I figured he had to. And you see it all the time.
But it's not, you're right, he wasn't offered.
That's
them,
what I'm saying. There's a big difference between,
to
like,
pull
taking your name out.
Right. Is significant.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. You could take your name out, but that doesn't mean. Jim Harbaugh did it, Chris, when he went to the Vikings, remember? But they didn't offer him the job. He went there, you remember, during. When he left Michigan to go signing day, thinking he was going to get offered a job. He left signing day behind thinking, I'm going to get offered this job.
Sure, right.
And then he goes, oh, I'm taking my name out. Of course, they didn't offer him the job. Yeah. Right.
What is your feeling on the Lions? I think, Rob, especially getting Ben Johnson back, who did a terrific job with this offense. I think they're going to be a contender next year. I'm not saying that means they're going to get to the NFC title game. I think Green Bay is going to get better. Chicago may be better. Dallas and Philly are still going to be hanging around. San Francisco. The thing with the Niners, Rob, and we know they're going to be good, but we know how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you lose. And if, you know, like that Super Bowl hangover is real in many cases. So they'll be good, but will they be, you know, will they be as good as they were this year? Maybe not. At least history says probably not.
Yeah.
The Rams will be there. I think they're getting better. And Tampa, I don't know if Tampa will improve or not, but they had a pretty decent season.
But you remember,
but I think the Lions are going to be in the hunt, Rob.
I think it's going to be very tough. I talked about it even before last year, Chris, about the Eagles. Remember I was saying Jalen Hurts repeating the team, like how hard it is to get back there. And then there also is a lot of things go, you know, some years things go your way and you make some calls, right, and things happen. And then those same things don't always play. It doesn't mean that they're going to go to 3-14, but the difference between 12-5 and losing three games that maybe you won the year before can change things. So the Vikings had the good year, Chris, and then last year
Vikings
they struggled.
Weren't this good, though.
No, but I'm just saying. That, but they won. What they won? 12 or whatever.
13-4.
Yeah,
we knew that was. This wasn't fugazi. This is a good team.
So it just, I think it's going to be rough. I think Philly's a better example. Philly went to the Super Bowl last year and things came apart.
Right, had a decent record.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then they fell apart. So things like that can happen. I need a second year of great Lions play before I feel like they turn the corner.
I'm calling you OG.
I'm just saying. I need a second one.
Old goal post.
I'm not moving anything.
Yeah, you are.
I gave Rob G. Did I give them credit? Rob G., did I give them credit?
You'll give them love.
I gave them credit.
You grudgingly gave them
Rob G., did I give – Chris wasn't even here that day, was he?
No,
Chris, you weren't here.
The next day. We did it the next day.
No, but you weren't here that
day.
You don't know.
They're going to win again.
I was blubbering.
Please.
That day. You remember that? Who was on here that night?
Kerry Rhodes.
Kerry Rhodes. I said, Kerry Rhodes, you're unbelievable. You're a genius.
I talked to Kerry. He said you were hating.
Is that right?
Nah.
Why are you going to lie? You know you ain't talked to Kerry. Nah, it's all good.
But we'll see. It'll be interesting.
All right, we got ready for Trashers. Are we getting
Rob,
ready?
You know what's funny is, you know, Ben Johnson pulled his name out of the head coaching search. The Commanders decided, according to ESPN, we're already in the air. We might as well go interview Aaron Glenn then while we're doing it.
So
can
they
you imagine if they take Aaron Glenn?
That's crazy. Wow. Can you imagine you gave it up?
They already wanted to meet with him either way.
Right, but they're like, we're going to be in Detroit anyway.
That would be a trip. That would be
But you know what that's like, Chris? A lot of times, Rob G., Scouts go to see some player, right? And then they watch the game and there's somebody else. They're like, oh, is that kid? And then they wind up signing that kid. How many times does that happen?
Right. Only thing is their defense wasn't all that.
No, not the way they gave up. No.
Gave up that lead.
They gave it up like a $2 bad. Sorry about that. I mean, am I doing a stand-up?
No worries, Rob. Nobody heard that.
You were thinking about that all day.
Alex,
you were just
killing
waiting
me?
For the
I
right
you to
time.
I want you on the network, Rob.
Talking about, oh, we dumped it. Yeah, good.
Alex.
Rob, I love you too much, dude.
All day he was planning that. When is the perfect time? There's no perfect time for smut, all right?
Rob, we'll leave it in the podcast for you. How about that?
My God. All right.
Oh, man. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Get at us next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, man. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com. The code is America. American meat delivered. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Alex, we're not going to put the first one on because he's going to trash you for dumping me when I delivered that.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was about to say, I'll trash right back. I got to trash.
All right, Chris, here we go. Let's get started. Fernando in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Fernando?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard, the man who invented vacation time at Fox Sports Radio. Michael Jordan this, Michael Jordan that. LeBro is the GOAT, Chris. LeBro, not Michael Jordan.
Very nice, Kawhi.
He gave no facts, but nicely done. No, that was nice. Entertaining.
Mark,
but entertaining.
Mark in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mark?
I'm trashing the whole NBA. Except for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Of course. Homer, you homer.
Wow. Cleveland!
Can't be stopped. Got too many shooters. Cannot be
stopped. This was supposed to happen last year when they got destroyed by the Knicks. Oh, go ahead.
Cleveland can't be stopped this year?
Cleveland can't be stopped. If we play our bench, cannot be stopped.
All right, go ahead. Continue with your trash in the NBA.
No one plays the defense we play. Along with all the shooters on the outside, with the one big man on the inside. Only thing that could stop us is Evan Mobley and Darius Garland comes back, and that's because they just don't spread the floor.
All right.
That was a terrible trash talk.
I know.
That was a bad
What was he trying? Yeah. He wasn't trashing anybody.
Cavs. Look, I like the Cavs. I'm from Cleveland. They ain't winning at all.
Bill in Louisiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Bill?
I'm trashing Vince McMahon, formerly the head of WWE, because he destroyed regional wrestling by breaking unwritten rules and poaching talent. He pushed bodybuilders like Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, who couldn't wrestle and they couldn't brawl. So it's all come to roost for him now. He's reaping what he sowed.
All right.
That's interesting.
No doubt. Lou in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Lou?
All them stupid bookies that keep saying, oh, I ain't going to take a team unless it's 3.5 compared to 4.5 because I got the hook. I played basketball, football all year long. I got one game decided by a half point. Tell them to shut their mouth. Thank you.
Okay, Lou.
All right.
Thanks,
all
buddy. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Peter?
Fox Sports competition, mainly ESPN. Stephen A. Smith can glow all he wants about First Take being number one in ratings. First Things First is a better show. They could come out with as many podcasts as they want, as many radio shows as they want. Odd Couple is always going to be the best. Fox Sports Radio has no competition. Number one.
Man. I like that one. Man. I love that trash talk.
Hey, you know what? Jim Rome's on line one. You know what he said, Rob G? Rack 'em. Jerome in Charleston.
We'll take that.
You're Thank on the you, Odd bro. Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Romy?
Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player they've ever seen. What planet do they come from? What tree do they fall out of? Did they hit their head coming into work today? There ain't no how, no way I'll ever buy that. I'll buy that like Andrew Reese is the greatest player at LSU. You're playing in an arena named after Pete Maravich. Get a clue.
All right.
Hold on. Who's better than Mahomes? Who's the best?
I have no idea. There's just so many great players. He's the greatest. There's just no way.
Did he just lose his argument? You gotta have an answer. You're just killing Mahomes. Give me an answer. Say Brady or somebody. Anybody.
Q in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Q?
I'm trashing the Odd Couple.
What? Wow.
I'm trashing the Odd Couple for your NBA take about three-pointers. Like, you ain't just see LeBron win a game with free throws against Steph Curry, who owns the three-pointer. Like, LeBron James, he only made 2 3-pointers that night and only attempted 4. And he still found a way to win a game.
All right, Q, we hear you. Still too many
there now and then. Denver beat Milwaukee last night. Milwaukee was hot from three. Denver wasn't. That's it happens occasionally.
Jeff in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Jeff?
I'm trashing myself.
What'd you do?
I fell into the moronic trap at the beginning of the season and believed that running backs were worthless. Well, let me tell you something. Without these running backs, these guys aren't in these playoffs. Pacheco, look at Dallas without a running back. Look at McCaffrey. These running backs.
Chris and I talked about this. We're not supposed to interrupt you, but we did. Yep.
Good job.
He's right, Chris. We talked about it.
No, he's definitely right. And Rob, Isaiah Pacheco for the Chiefs, he reminds me of a thin version of Marshawn Lynch.
Hmm.
Not quite as good, but.
Chris, you got somebody real quick. Like we got a little trash.
I'm going to trash the Ravens.
Okay.
I'm going to trash the Baltimore Ravens. This was your year.
Going off the script.
Marlon Humphrey said it. This was your year. He tweeted it. Kansas City was down. Kansas City may be their worst team in the next few years. You had your chance. Cincinnati, Rob's going to be better. Houston may be better. Buffalo and Miami are still there. If Pittsburgh gets a quarterback, if Deshaun Watson gets better, Cleveland's going to be tough. Like, this was their year. You had the home field advantage, and you didn't even lose your way. You lost trying to be something that you're not. Coaching staff did a horrible job.
Terrible. They should turn their game checks in.
The players lost their cool, their composure, dirty play, taunting for no reason. So, the Ravens. All right, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This
is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.